And then I had a meet with the Anaconda companies, Burning Harrington. They first offer us $30,000 to build a new building. Mm-hmm. And then after, I had 23 meetings with them. And they used to have Pfaffhausen and Dwyer. They had their own construction business. Burning Harrington had them coming in for prices. Well, after 23 meetings, I ended up on $162,630. And I got a letter from the company. See, I was president. I got a letter from the company that we can use any contractor we want. We don't have to use Burning Harrington but they did bid on it. But they did try to cut everything down. After all the plans were made, they cut down the size of the building. They weren't going to give us any back bar, no kitchen. They cut the walk-in cooler way down. I mean, but for that same price. And so I didn't know. And I called a special meeting. I wrote everybody a letter and told them we were having a special meeting, you know, to build a new club. And I said, if you're not there, I'm going to be your proxy vote. Well, a few of them didn't show up, but I was still the proxy. Well, the ones that did show up was a proxy vote. Well, that morning, Biggs Jovi called me. See, he was a member. He was a contractor, too. And he called me. He says, Tom, is it okay if I bid on the club? I says, well, you're a contractor. Hell yes. So Pfaffhausen Dory couldn't come to the meeting because it was a private meeting. So I read off their contract, word for word, everything. And I explained to them, you know, what they had cut off. And Biggs wrote his contract. He gave us everything. Everything we wanted. He even added a little more. You know, he built got a water pipeline. So in case there's a fire, we could hook onto the pipeline, the firefighters, you know, to put the fire out. He even added that on and a few more things for that same price. So who do you vote for? You vote for, you know, mm-hmm. we got the best deal. The next morning, I called Bernie Harrington. See, what I didn't know Bernie Harrington was going to get a cut out of this from Pfaffhausen. And then I found out later, whenever he did the dealings with Pfaffhausen Dwyer, they always give him a cut out of their contract. So I called Bernie from the work. I called Bernie that morning, and I told him, I said, Bernie, I says, we got it settled. We're going to build a club. We got a contract. He said, oh, Pfaffhausen Dwyer. I says, nope. I says, Jovic. Well, he started cussing me over the phone. And I told him to kiss my ass, and I hung up on him. Yeah. And then I found out, well, he was getting a cut out of that. And then Pfaffhausen Dwyer, they sued me. Oh, yeah. They had my name in the paper that I was fraudulent and malicious. They sued me, they sued Biggs, and they sued the club. Well, they lost. They had to pay for all the court costs. Right now, we talk to each other. But it was about a couple of months after that. See, he had something to do with the Copper King Mansion, Copper King restaurant down there at that time. In fact, later on, they kicked him out because he was doing some sleazy things down there. So anyway, I was down one time with some of my friends, and he was walking up the hall, and I was walking down the hall, and he said, oh, Tom, how you doing? I said, oh, kiss my ass.
Was Harrington always the negotiator?
Well, I didn't deal with him on my house. Who the heck was that? The guy I dealt with, I mean, he was a nice guy, that guy. He wasn't like Bernie.
Yeah.
But, of course, he couldn't give me any more than, it was an Irish name. Hmm. He was a nice guy. I mean, he was honest with me. He wasn't like Bernie.